in the middle of the heartland, in the middle of the day, 168 innocent lives are blown away. A giant hole in the ground, far too deep to be filled, a giant hole in the hearts, loved ones of those who were killed. How could you have so much hate? Could you kill so many kids? The time, the place, could you not know exactly what you did? So many tiny bodies lying on those cold war shelves. How could you have so much hate? Unless you hate yourself. So you say it was about Waco, or maybe Idaho, about government agents going farther than you think that they should go. So you were gonna make a statement, gonna take an eye for an eye, gonna teach them all a lesson by deciding who lives and who dies. How could you have so much hate? Could you kill so many kids? The time, the place, could you not know exactly what you did? So many tiny bodies lying on those cold morgue shelves. How could you have so much hate? Unless you hate yourselves. Now we've arrested some suspects, we convicted them and tried them, and now that they're convicted, lots of people want to fry them, want to take some more revenge, want to show them that we're strong, want to shoot down and kill them, just to show them killing's wrong. How could we have so much hate? Bring back a single kid. The time, the place, how will we not know exactly what we did? Just to add a few more bodies to those cold war shells. How could we have so much hate? Unless we hate ourselves. So how would you define a coward? Well, I guess one thing you could say, it's the kind of person who could kill someone who could not get away. Like someone who bombed a bunch of kids who'd never done him harm. Like someone who'd strap a prisoner down and stick a needle in his arm. How could we have so much hate? We won't bring back a single kid. The time, the place, how will we not know exactly what we did? Just to add a few more bodies to those cold morgue shelves. How could we have so much hate? Unless we hate ourselves.